This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Smokers, put down that cigarette and listen up. If you think buying a pack of cigarettes for $3 is rough, try $6.50. In California, that's how much you'll pay for nicotine next year if Proposition 86 passes. The state would use the extra money to pay for anti-smoking campaigns and children's health coverage and emergency health care. But Big Tobacco says, no fair making smokers pay for all that. KQED's Sarah Varney reports.
In the Sutter Hospital emergency room in the agricultural town of Davis, California, Dr. Michael Solomon examines Magit Ostop, a graduate student who was hit by a car while riding his bike.
Go like this against me, push against my hand. Does that hurt?
Ostop's student insurance hasn't gone into effect yet, but Dr. Solomon, like all ER doctors, is required by federal law to treat anyone who walks through the door. Treating the uninsured costs California hospitals about $3 billion a year, and that cost has consequences.
In the last 10 years, 67 hospitals have closed their emergency departments.
The bulk of the revenue from the proposed tobacco tax increase, about $750 million a year, would go to hospitals based on how many uninsured patients they treat. Dr. Solomon, who is president-elect of the California chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians, says that would keep emergency rooms and trauma centers open, a price, he says, smokers should bear.
It raises everybody else's insurance rates because the smoking contributes to heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure. We think to about 40% of the problems we see in the emergency department have been directly related to smoking. And you know, I think it is fair in this case to tax this particular sin.
R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company spokesman Craig Fischel disagrees.
What you're talking about is a 300% tax increase on about 14% of the population in California to pay for $2.1 billion worth of programs. Now, is it fair to ask for a small portion of the population out there to pay for that? We don't feel that it is.
R.J. Reynolds, Philip Morris, and other cigarette makers have poured $63 million so far into the campaign to defeat the California tobacco tax hike. It's a familiar fight for them. California's hard-hitting ads have long demonized the industry. But it's a strategy that health advocates say is working. There's been a dramatic decline in the state's smoking rate from 23% in 1988 to about 14% now. Only Utah's smoking rate is lower. But Serena Chen of the American Lung Association of California says the state's tobacco control program is funded by the current 87-cent tax. And as inflation rises and the number of smokers drops, there's less money for anti-smoking campaigns.
There's always young people coming up. If they don't get the message about not smoking and about why they shouldn't smoke and about how the tobacco industry is manipulating them, then they are far more likely to pick up smoking.
So the proposed tobacco tax would also add $200 million to the state's tobacco control program. A health department analysis determined that would prevent 700,000 children from becoming smokers. While the ballot measure is still leading in the polls, the tobacco industry's multi-million dollar ad campaign is dominating the airwaves and seems to have dramatically eroded support for the measure. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.